Hello, my friends. We are back. Welcome back to the Miracle Minded Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, whether it's your first time or your 220th time. I am so happy that we get to share this time and space together. What a gift. Today is Sunday, April 7th, when I'm recording this. It's a day before a major, major eclipse. And I've been hearing so much about it. And I think I've been feeling it. You know, I've been feeling it in the last 24 hours. And that's why I just put my messages on do not disturb. I woke up this morning. I went to get a matcha instead of a coffee. I strolled leisurely through the market that just happened to be a pop-up there on Sundays. I ended up signing up for a farm box. This is my first time doing something like that, which I'm excited about because right now I'm in Las Vegas and it's not as abundant in the farmers market world as it was in Los Angeles or even in Austin. So really excited to see. Every week it's supposed to be like a new collection of whatever's fresh, whatever is ready. I do have some selection, like if I want more fruits or if I want more veggie. And there's also an option to do animal proteins. So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to share on my Instagram. We'll see. I think that they also deliver in California, but I don't know. It was a quick, spontaneous yes for me. And I'm excited to share over on my Instagram once I get it on Wednesday, see how it goes. And it was so affordable. It was such a great price compared to even what I'm spending just going to Whole Foods all the time. So here's the deal. I shared something last night on my email community. I sent it out and I was wanting to share with everyone for a while, but I was just like, oh, how am I going to come out and share this? Like, how does it feel right to share? If you've known me for a while, if you've been in my world, if you spent any intimate time with me, then you know that this is not a surprise. This is not new. These are things that I am obsessed with, that I talk about a lot, that I have a lot of passion about. And if you only know me from listening here or just popping in on Instagram, it might not be as clear. So I want to share about just some of the things that I'm really passionate about and how it led me to start a new business. So we could call this a side hustle. We could call it a additional income stream. It's not a business that I have founded and funded, but I like that about it because for those of you that don't remember and weren't around, back in December of 2021, November 2021 into probably like February, I was playing with the idea of starting my own sleep brand, like a wellness sleep supplement company. I was looking into it. I even had samples shipped to my house from different vendors. And I was looking at organic CBD-based products who also offered organic supplement lines. And it was going to cost me a decent amount of money. I even had one friend that wanted to invest with me. Possibly we were talking about it. I had thought of, you know, this sacred sleep ritual. I mean, I was in it. I was excited about it. But as I went into it and as I got more just, you know, like felt into the level of dedication it would take me to actually say yes and go forward with this, I realized that it was going to take me leaving my own brand behind a bit, my own business. And the thing is, the work that I do with women, leading meditations and activations, working with people one-on-one, the books that are on my heart to write, the events that I want to host, this work that I do is like, to me, it's one of my God-given gifts. I know that I'm meant to do it, and I know that it is some of the most fulfilling work that I can do because it literally makes me feel like I am healing and awakening and breaking through when I'm leading it in a way that nothing else ever has. And there's a fulfillment that I get when I get to walk with women in this way and just, you know, leading the Bali retreat, for instance, it's like a core memory. Like it was just such a beautiful time. And for me to have to become obsessed with shipping and fulfillment and get like so in the details, the nitty gritty of really what it takes to market a brand, to bring it to life, to keep everything flowing, because you know, you can't just have supplements sitting indefinitely in a fulfillment center. It was just too much. So I just said, not now, maybe later. And interestingly enough, I do think about, well, that was a fork in the road, and I wonder what would have happened if I went down that choose your own adventure path. Because right around that time, December into January of 2021 into January of 2022, I was just feeling like I have to do something. I'm a little bit bored. Like everything's too good in my life. I'm making more money than ever and it's too easy. And what am I going to do now? So then I ended up making these big investments, joined these programs, and I just had these goals. And the goals were not the problem. It was the timeline and the pressure that I had put on myself. And I was just going like full steam ahead. And it was not ideal. It just wasn't ideal. I mean, I was doing it and I was thinking, well, I want to have an experiment. I want to see what happens if I go all in on this. Like, that's not something that it's the first time I've ever said it, but I just took it to a new level of intensity. And that can be one of my shadows, is like, I am intense. I am passionate. I love to experiment. I mean, my Venus is Aries and my Sun is Taurus. So I'm stubborn, but I'm also like here for the adrenaline rushes sometimes and things like that. So the interesting thing is, I just did this and I went full steam ahead. But when I got COVID, which was in May, literally it was on Mother's Day in May of 2022, and my birthday is always 1 week after Mother's Day. Like, it's just interesting. Or it's like it's the week after. So I ended up getting, on my 40th birthday, COVID. And I mean bad COVID, in bed for 3 weeks COVID. And it ended up being long COVID in the sense that I just never went back to being the same. Now, I will say this. I was also doing deep, profound, crazy, wild energy work at the time that was changing me. There was a lot coming up. There was traumas that I had forgotten. There were things that all of a sudden felt safe to come up. And this is something I want to share for anyone out there on the healing journey. When you are doing healing work and you are beginning to feel safer, you are having more peace in your life, it's interesting because it's in those times that your body, your psyche feels safe enough to allow memories sometimes to come up or feelings to resurface so that you can process them, digest them, integrate them, and they can also be part of your power. But there's a process for that. So from that time of May 2022 until September of 2022, it felt like I was in this like deep pressure space. And I felt like I didn't know what the hell was going on, who I was becoming, but I felt like shit. I felt like shit, friends. And I just knew that something was up. I knew I wasn't myself and I knew I was pushing myself, but I had commitments in place and I was on a journey and I wanted to complete it no matter what, come hell or high water. That was the space I was in. So I was there. When I went in for the most in-depth testing of my life, because up until then, I would go to my doctor, I'd gone to naturopaths, I had found things, but I wasn't getting anything deeply like revealing. You know, I was getting like, oh, your cholesterol is a little high, or you know, you need some vitamin D, or you could do more vitamin Bs, you should eat more like animal protein, because I was vegetarian for a very, very, very long time, decade or more. And I also was vegan for periods. So I would get things like that. But I just knew in my heart of hearts, I was like, something's up. I'm getting older and I want real answers. So I sought out like the best of the best. I found a doctor that does the testing that is beyond the regular. And I talked about this a bit, but I'm talking about it now in a different energy from a different vantage point. So I'm going to keep going with this. And I found this doctor and she did testing that is like very in detail inflammation markers. She wanted to do heavy metal testing because she was just getting a feeling that I was carrying more than I needed to carry. And then we did some genetic testing. So what was found out, and when it came back, I was like, holy shit, I'm ready to just change my lifestyle. I have to. Because when you get tests done, it doesn't mean that the answer is final. That's the thing about testing. does not mean that this is the end of the road. This is who you are and this is who you're going to be. Even with a genetic test, I know a lot about epigenetics, the work that I do, the studies that I've been a part of, the things that I deep dive into, mentors and teachers that I have. I know that these things aren't the end all be all, but when we get a result of any sort, it does need our time, our care, our mindfulness, and often we need to show up differently to get a different result. So what I found out was that I have a variation of the MTHFR gene, but that necessarily isn't problematic. It was the way that it was complicating things for me. It was what it was out picturing. There were high levels of these other inflammation markers that were saying like, excuse me, you need to do things differently. This is not going to work for you anymore. So one of the complications and the thing that was happening for me was having a very high level of homocysteine. And this is a toxic amino acid. So it was like when I saw what this can cause for people, I was just like, I'm done. I'm changing my life. Like, nope, 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 nope. What do I need to do to make my life peaceful? To make my life peaceful. Because we cannot heal our bodies in a state of survival or stress or pushing or worry. And whenever there's conflicting energies of, I have to do this, I have to work, I have to keep up with these deadlines, I have to produce, I have to do all these things, there's pressure. And that can feel really good when the body has capacity and the body has energy. But after getting results like that, my body and my mind and all of me said, we are going to have a very sacred pause and we are going to do life very differently. But here's what else. There was one more test, which was my heavy metals. And that came back with very, very high loads of metal. And it was so wild to me. There were three different metals. I honestly don't remember off the top of my head. All I took that information as is we need to be more mindful of what we're eating, what we're drinking, what is going on our skin, what is in my environment. And I took a long break from dyeing my hair and getting Botox, my friends. And I can definitely see the difference from not doing those things. But still, it's like if you're going to give yourself a detox, like if you're going to go on a detox and not do anything, like it's a period of letting the body get stronger, letting the body get healthy. You're going to cut things out, right? And let the body do what it needs to do. So that's what I did. And it was challenging. But the interesting thing was, is I was also in this deeply healing space, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. So I was such in hermit mode. My social battery was low. I didn't want to be around people as much. And because of this unique storm of everything that was going on, I was like, it's okay to not get Botox. It's okay if I have some gray hairs. I will just put on my hat. I will just keep it moving. And you know what? It was fine. So that is really where life was never the same for me. Now, the interesting thing was wellness wasn't this like foreign language for me. I actually was really into being well. I was for many years somebody that would go to Air One and drink green juices, get wellness shots, eat all organic. I would be really mindful about what I was buying for the home. But here's the deal. I barely ever ate at home. I hired a chef and she would make some of the meals and prepackage them for like food prep. But can I tell you that we still ate out two, if not three times a day? And that was just wild because now I can't imagine doing that unless I was on vacation. Like I just can't imagine doing it because I love to eat at home and my lifestyle changed. We'll get into that in a little bit. But what I also did was I had so much pressure on me and I was in this like fast paced kind of living and so worried about hitting these goals. You know, I get obsessed and my obsessions can be really good and really serve me and they have birthed a lot of things for me, but sometimes it can also be not so great. So in that obsession, I was pushing, I ended up having way more cocktails. I would go out to dinner and then I would have like a spicy margarita, or I would go have lunch in the middle of the day and I would be like, yeah, I'm just going to order this lychee martini because why not? I'm a little, you know, I just want to relax. The thing about alcohol is that even though I was like, I'm not someone that drinks at home, I'm not someone that drinks all the time, it had added up. And the liver needs space to detox. And if I'm just drinking spicy margaritas and eating all of this food while I'm out, even if it's a $200 meal just for my daughter and I, there's not much in there that's organic, even at the best places in Beverly Hills. It's like you're paying for location and beauty, and often the chefs are, you know, they're making these magnificent meals. They taste so yummy. But the actual ingredients that are going in, you really have no clue. You really have no clue. And when all of that begins to bog down the body, and it depends on your individual body. My body needed space. My body needed more care. My body has been through a lot and we are on a healing journey. So it had just become this big wake-up call for me to get really mindful. And at that time, I was about to lead my event, Miracle Minded Immersion, in Newport Beach. So just weeks after I had discovered all of this and I was going through these big life changes and saying goodbye to things and starting new rituals and patterns and ways of being and really slowing down, I shared something on stage to the ladies and I said, you know, I've been so concerned and excited and passionate about becoming the first wealthy person in my family. And I still am. Like, that's still important for me to be wealthy and to create new codes and new genetic memory for my family. And I've already done it with Chanel because you can tell, like, in the subtleties that Chanel is just wired differently in that way than I was. But what's even more important now and will be important for me in the years to come is being wealthy, to really prioritize the wellness at the foundation, to not only go after these goals and to be productive and to do all these things, but to really optimize the biggest ROI on our health, well-being, and our energy. Now, here's the interesting thing. That is not even completely new to my world. For those people that were, for all of you that have been around in 2020, 2021, I mean, 2021, I feel like I really had this like nailed down to a degree. But the thing is, with awakening, with healing, with continuing on the path, there's new layers, there's new levels to this, right? Like, so there's a new level and level. But in 2021, I slowed down tremendously. I was obsessed with just, you know, getting midday, middle of the week sauna sessions, massage, acupuncture, facials, and spending thousands of dollars at wellness spas every month. And you know what? My income soared. It soared. And it felt almost effortless. But like I said, there was a part of me that got bored with that. And I don't know if that was just a little shadow that was coming out. It may have been some, you know, self-sabotage, whatever it is, whatever it was, it needed to be tended to and it just needed to run its course. So it did. But now, landing in this new layer and level, I do live differently. So here we are in 2024 and like I'm just getting back into traveling again. I'm just getting back into, okay, I'm dyeing my hair regularly. I'm doing these things, but I'm not rigid. I do not want to live a rigid life. None of us are getting out of here alive. I want to live a well life. I want to feel good. I want to be energized. But what I am mindful of is the foundations, the everyday, the most common, the majority, I want that to be optimal. And then yes, I can go out for an ice cream. And yes, I'm going to go travel and I'm going to indulge. But here's really something funny is that as you change and evolve, your taste changes. I can't remember if I shared this here with you all, but I'm going to share it with you here. So I have little things that I love to do when I'm traveling. And one of them is I definitely like to have wine or a mimosa or something like that before I go on an airplane. Definitely that. So I did that when we traveled to Bali. But I had another ritual that I always liked to do in Bali, which was When I get to Bali, I stay at a beach resort and I love to have like a little sunset moment with the Balinese beer. I love beer, especially IPAs, but I love to have a little moment like that. Let me tell you, I didn't want it. I just didn't want it. So we stayed at this resort. We had these stunning views. If you saw it, the views of the sunrise and the sunset, I mean, it was picturesque. I just didn't have a taste for it. I preferred to have water or fresh squeezed or fresh crushed watermelon juice. So that was interesting. So I said, I'll get it later. I kept telling Chanel, I was like, I have to have my little moment, like my ritual, my moment, my thing. We get into Ubud and we're leading up to the retreat and I just didn't want it. We went to all of these beautiful restaurants. There were all of these like fresh cocktails with all kinds of beautiful ingredients. I just didn't want it. I didn't have a taste for it. I didn't want to come down, you know? So it's all the way at the end. And I'm saying like, we get to the end of the retreat and to this point, I still didn't want it. So I thought, well, definitely probably at the airport. I still didn't want it. I was just so relaxed. I was on a high. And when I say I was relaxing on a high, like I just felt good on life. I was tired in the sense that like, okay, we just led a beautiful retreat. It's been an amazing 2 weeks in Bali, but I still didn't want it. So your taste changes, your body changes. So am I here to say that I'm not going to have a cocktail or something ever again? No, because I don't like to live my life that way in any way, shape or form. But what I'm saying is when you naturally evolve and change, your taste and desires change. So that's what I wanted to share with you. So getting into how I ended up starting this business, because I'll tell you, I didn't have it on my plan. And the way that I've been thinking and feeling, of course, is I'm always open to a new opportunity if it speaks to me and if it really aligns for me. And a lot of my friends are making money doing things like to know, I think that's what it's called. You share your outfits, you link your outfits, you link your favorite pans, you link your favorite books. Honestly, I don't have the patience for that. It just doesn't speak to me. I wouldn't say it's an aligned match for me. It feels like a pain in the ass more than it does feel like this excites me and I want to do it. So that's how you just have to find what's aligned for you. So I was thinking I could definitely do affiliate marketing with some companies. And I was just feeling into possible companies that I might like. I did not think I would do anything that was any sort of model of network marketing, multi-level marketing, because to be honest, it's just not really my vibe. It hasn't been my thing. I'm not anti. I think it's great. I have a lot of people that I know that have made millions, if not multiple millions, and built their community and their business and the foundation of their financial wealth through network marketing. But the keys are you have to get into a company quite early and you have to get with the right company. You have to get with a company that's going to last. You have to get with a company that has a good mission and a model that the people that have founded it are really business savvy, that they have the right support and people on the board and things like that. And getting in early really helps. It's like these companies that have been around for 15 years, for you to get in and then make multiple millions, it would be really challenging. But if you would have gotten into those companies in the first few years, that's a whole different story and really ran with it. So anyway, I'll take you back to, what was it? January of this year. I have a friend and really she's someone that had come to my Bali retreat with me back in 2017. And we've stayed like distant friends. I've watched her move through IVF journeys and she shared all of those challenges and what it had done to her body and all these things really publicly. And she was with another company and I knew she was with that company and she rocked it at that company. She had six-figure income with that company. And we ended up having a Facebook chat in January because I asked if she would be willing to share her journey of going through IVF and just what it's been like to then have two children. And I know a lot of people in my community that are either trying to conceive actively or that are getting tests and things done to see if they'll be able to conceive when they're ready. And there's just so much in my field and in my world around fertility right now that I thought I would love to bring this person on. Her name is Carly Wood, by the way. So I reached out to her and we were just having these chats and I asked her what she's up to. I'm like, are you still with this company? Like, what have you been doing? She was like, I'm actually about to leave. I just have found something that is really so aligned with what I value after going through IVF. And it's really just like an amazing company. And there's, you know, she shared some things about it. And for me, I was like, that's so great for you. But it was literally just like over my head, not anything I was interested in. But then as the weeks went on, I saw her share about it. And I looked up the company and I was like, this stuff looks really pretty. Like, you know, some of them, the bottles are ugly. Some of them, it just looks really cheapy. But like, I just loved the way that it looked. And then I noticed that it was in these high-end places. Like one of the places is the Waldorf Astoria Spas. And I just noticed that they were having an event at the Montage. I was like, this is my kind of vibe. Like, this is my kind of vibe. Let me look at what these ladies are up to. And then I noticed that a lot of the women that were speaking about it, people that they had on their board, were actually medical doctors and anesthesiologists and nurse practitioners and holistic wellness people. And I was like, oh, this is my vibe. So I ended up reaching out to my friend, and this was right before Bali. And I said, I don't know, I just got this little ping. I don't know that it's going to go anywhere, but can you send me some information like on the actual affiliate side of this? Because I might be interested in sharing affiliate links. I want to check it out. She sent me some information. I told her I was going to watch it on the plane to Bali. And I watched it, like I was open, but I was also not completely open, to the sense that I felt like it was just going to turn me off. I felt like I was going to watch it, but there was going to be something that just gave me the ick and turned me off. But it actually wasn't that way. It had the opposite effect. I became more curious. So then I asked about the products, and then I went into the actual ingredients. Now, this is where I thought for sure I was going to get the ick. I was going to get the red flag. I was going to go away, because this is where I have a lot of passion. Like, I have so much passion when it comes to this. I cannot stand something that is advertising as health and wellness, but there's a whole bunch of things in there that your body does not know how to process and that are actually can inflame you. And let me tell you, when you start to look and when you know and when you really deep dive into these things, you find that more often than not. It's mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. That was one of the biggest things I found with the heavy metal testing side of what I discovered for my own body, was that all of these years of doing plant proteins, that one of the greatest places that heavy metals are found in the wellness space is inside plant proteins and in protein powders. And I actually learned this from the founder of Ritual. She had shared that when she was pregnant, she could not find any supplements that she was going to take, and how she went on this deep dive journey to find things that are actually safe, especially when you're pregnant. And that really just opened my mind. So after that, I started looking into studies and just all kinds of ingredients, and I found so many red flags. So back to what I was saying, when I looked at the ingredients of these products, there's not a lot of products. There's just a few, but there's an AM supplement, a PM supplement, and then there is a collagen supplement, and then there's something called hydrate and detox, which I already was doing hydration in the morning. I'm not just talking about water. I'm talking about electrolytes, citrus, things like that. But when I looked at this one, it has probiotics and glutathione. I was like, I'm just expecting to see some of those red flag words, those gums and those things you can't describe, and natural flavors and, you know, all those things. And when I was looking, I was prepared with a side eye. I did not find anything. So that at that moment, I knew, like, okay, I want to get involved in this in some way, shape, or form. So it was really easy for me because I literally already used products like this. Hydration products, collagen, which I actually stopped using because I was using Vital Proteins. And the Vital Proteins blend, I don't know what happened, but it has changed over the years. It used to be that I would put it in my coffee and I wouldn't taste it. The color was whiter. There was just something about it that I could no longer get down with it. So I literally still have probably 3/4 of a container that have been in my pantry for the longest time. So I'm like, I'll use it. But I haven't. But when I got the collagen from this company, It is different. It's made from Japanese cod. It has the protein, but it is also so, the color, the texture, the flavor. There's no flavor, but the texture, you don't really have these little gummy pieces of it all in your coffee or if you put it in your oatmeal or wherever you put it. Some people just pour it into water. But I just knew that with this quality of a product, like I wanted to share this with my people. There's women in my world that are just like me. They're looking for products. If they say they're clean, they're clean. If they say that they're healthy, they're healthy. There's not 1,000 ingredients of just junk that are inside these things. Like if you go online and you look at their science frequently asked questions, like this is the type of stuff I looked at. All of the testing and certifications and things that have to happen in their facility, the quality is like top notch. It's top notch, my friends. So for me, I was like, oh, this is easy for me. This is an easy yes for me. And I'm really mindful about taking things. One of my friends and even a former client of mine, Leisha, she's a health and wellness coach and teaches all that through spirituality and things like that. And she and I were having a little chat about it. And she's like, well, I know how you are with what you're going to take. So if you've already done the research, I trust that it's good. And I was like, thank you. I love that you know that about me. And yes, I freaking researched this. So you're really paying for the quality. And in my case, for me, it's peace of mind of like, okay, this is a rigorous testing. This is rigorously third-party checked. Like we can trust what we're using and ingesting here and also what's being used on the body and the products we use in the home. So the company is Hue & Grace. I haven't even mentioned that yet. You can check out my link down below. But the thing I loved about it is I already use these products. I use hydration. I use collagen, like I was saying, and then I totally went off track. I use body oils. I use facial serums. I use products for my clean, you know, clean, slow. They're supposed to be clean, but they're not. You know, they're products that are from Whole Foods and they're in the clean, green section. But when you really look at them, a lot of them have hormone disruptors, the fragrances, the things like that. It's not ideal. And I'm one of those people that walks through Whole Foods and I get frustrated because I just think it's not fair. It's not fair that we have to dig so freaking hard to find things that are good for our bodies and that we have to really look through all the like manipulative marketing and the things that try to trick us and all of these chemicals that are kind of hanging out and hidden in plain sight. Do things from creating brain fog to moods and irritability, anxiety. They're messing with our endocrine system. It's also coming down to messing with our sexual health, our energy levels. It's doing all sorts of things in terms of for us women that are navigating whether you're trying to conceive, that kind of realm of where you are in life, or for the women that are going into perimenopause or menopause. So all of this is just important. It's not just for women. It's important for the men in our lives as well. But like I said, if you don't know, you don't know. So I really feel called to just share more. Obviously, this is not my primary business, but this is something that I am getting behind and I'm excited about it. Now, the other thing is I want to say about this, I am not over here like, I want to grow my team to 50 people. No, I'm not doing that. That's not where my head is at. That's not something that I even have to do with this company. I actually had two women that came to mind because of what I know about them, what I know about their business, their goals and things like that. There are women that have been my clients in the past, some of them over the course of years. And I only reached out to literally two people. And I was like, hey, there's this opportunity. I want to tell you about it. They both were immediate yes. They both were immediate yes. So I just felt like really complete with that. I felt good with that. My intuition led me there. But for me, I'm focusing on just sharing and doing what is natural for me and sharing with all of you what I'm loving, what has worked for me, why I love it, and why I think you'll love it too. Because when it comes to us awakening, coming back home to ourselves, being in our power, having the capacity and the creativity and the passion and the like drive to do the things that are important for us and to step out in a big way, our energy and how we feel is freaking everything. And you can do the meditations, you can do all the things, but at the end of the day, we have to care for our bodies. And, you know, I was just listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza, which I'm excited because I'm about to go to one of his retreats in the next few weeks. He was sharing about the three types of stress: physical stress, chemical stress, and emotional stress, and how bringing our body into homeostasis and to be optimal for healing, like these things have to be locked. It is true that love and flooding ourselves with these high frequencies, it changes us. It brings our body into this new awareness, and that energy does inform our physical body. And while we're on this healing journey or awakening journey or creating infinite mind-blowing wealth, financial wealth journey, we have to be mindful of these three types of stresses because we want our body to be in the mode for creation. So having an overload of chemical stress bogging down our bodies is just not ideal. So that's really where this kind of, where my passion comes from with all of these things, because it's big, it's important. You know, my family deals with so many things and I see them. And like I said, I know that I am a cycle breaker. And to be fair, my dad's mom, she's still living. She is in her 90s and she loved to walk everywhere and do fresh, like everything fresh. And, you know, her family was fresh off the boat from Italy and they lived differently. You know, she was one of 14 siblings, but we're living in a different world now with all the EMFs, with all of the chemicals in our food. Like even if you get food from the farm, the soil is different now. And that's just something we have to be mindful of. So we can do our part with simple exchanges with products like this. So what would it look like for you to just give yourself a boost to make space for your body by eliminating some of these funky things that may be hanging out in some of the things you use every single day? And it doesn't hurt that these are really high quality and they look good. I really love the branding personally. So I want to share with you, because I'm going to be sharing, you know, you'll just hear it. I'll be weaving it in and out. And I will tell you this, I'll be the first one to tell you this. If something changes with these products and quality, I will not be repping. I will not be backing, because when I'm not passionate about something and when I don't believe in it, I'm just, it's dead to me. It's, there's no jazz, there's no juice, there's no electricity there for me. I wouldn't do that. So I just want to say that to you all as well, that that's the way that I am. That's just the way that I operate. So knowing that our hormones impact everything, and our hormones, our endocrine system is what is creating all these different chemical reactions in our body, everything from mental health to sexual health to our physical health, it is impacting us. So there's something that I really love that I've been doing. I shared this on Instagram, I think 2 times, but it's called the routine. And there is a morning supplement. And look at the ingredients yourself. I'm telling you, there's not a ton in there, but there's some things that are really valuable for inflammation and heart health. So CoQ10, turmeric, black pepper, there's vitamin D3, there is, what else am I forgetting? There's cranberry extract. Like there's things in there that are natural, mood boosting, energy boosting, hormone stabilizing, inflammation decreasing. So I take 2 of those in the morning. And then there's the hydrate detox, which hydration powders are like all the rage right now. And the thing I really love about this one is that the same formulators who have created Element, which is a really popular one, especially in the influencer space. You've probably seen it. I've had it and it's pretty good, but it's really strong. It has a lot of salt because it's meant for high performance, but the same formulators have made this company, this brand's Hydrate Detox. But here's the thing that I really love about it. Instead of just adding electrolytes for hydration, they've also added glutathione, which is a master antioxidant. It's master detox. I mean, when I would go get injections of glutathione, it was called master detox injection. But the thing is, for these injections, it was about $30 a pop. I got one every single week and I would start having itchy at my injection site for about 24 hours. So I was just like, I don't know. And really, I can't say what's in that synthetic glutathione or, you know, how long it's been sitting on the shelf. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to get it anymore. There are ways that you can boost glutathione natural production in your body, like eating leafy greens and garlic. And of course, I do those. I freaking love garlic and I love greens. But having the supplementation to help boost you is also so important and really helps. So this, for less the price of me getting my weekly injections, the daily, you know, dose of this is electrolytes and glutathione for detoxification. And there's probiotic. This probiotic, again, it's something that I really get behind. It is the only strain of probiotic in supplementation form that actually makes it through your gut. There's so much talk about probiotics being a waste of money because they're not really surviving and getting to where they need to go in your gut. This one is specially patented, formulated, and it does just that. So having all of that in your morning, and then there is collagen that you can add into your smoothie, your oatmeal, your coffee, and some people put it in water. But like I said, there's all of your amino acids in there, and amino acids are critical for us because they're building blocks. And especially if you are in your 40s, which I am, or approaching that age, taking collagen is important. It impacts our hair, our skin, our nails, our joints. These things are important. So just knowing that you're getting a daily dose, and not only a daily dose, but I'm not going to say the names, but I'm telling you, some of these companies are coming back as testing positive for heavy metals because big companies are buying out some of these brands and the quality of what you're actually getting has decreased. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But this routine, you can get it. I'm going to link it down below in the show notes. You can get this routine and give it a try. It's something that I love. I feel good taking it. Today I woke up before I went out to get my matcha, before I went out for a hike. I literally just wake up. I have my water. I put some hydration in it. I do the morning supplement. I have a little bit of protein myself. And then I'll have a coffee or matcha, whatever I'm doing that day. So I am a big fan of that. Now, the other thing is there's a nighttime product. So you can take the nighttime one if you're someone that takes melatonin, or you may take something even stronger, or maybe you just find that you're not sleeping well. There you can add on to get the AM and PM. And the PM has like lemon balm, it has valerian, it has things that calm you down naturally for a restful sleep. But not only that, decreasing stress, L-theanine, this is big because these are things that are really supportive to your mental health too, and just overall stress levels and peace levels in the body lowers cortisol. If you followed medical medium, you've likely heard him talk about the importance of taking lemon balm. So there's things like this in the nighttime one, and to me, it's just like a restful sleep. You take it about 30 minutes before you're about to go to sleep. So it could be before you hop in the shower, before you're getting ready to do your evening skincare routine. And then finally, this brings me into, well, not finally, because there's one more thing. This brings me into the skincare. I had always used OC skin oils, and I love them. But in this company, because it's hormone safe and it's free of all endocrine disruptors, and these are actually priced better and the smell is incredible and I do like the texture, I just switched over. So right now I am using their body oil. I just love the body oil for the what you're getting and for the price. You can't really find something better out there. The body butter for me, I personally, the smell is not my favorite. I'm not going to lie to you. The smell is not my favorite. But my friend loves the freaking smell. So I think it just depends if you're a fan of that herb that's in there. Check it out and see. The oil is just so light and bright and I love it. And then the next thing is that there are home cleaning products. Now this, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, that's really nice looking. Like that is the nicest looking home cleaning product I've ever seen. When you take a look at it, it's a glass bottle. It is like amber. It's one of those amber glass bottles. It is a beautiful cleaning product. Like I really like to see that underneath my sink. When you take a look, you will know what I mean. And I actually just had someone sign up and purchase this today. And I was like, okay, they're going to be really happy with this. The other thing that they sell, which is never heard of this before, and it just came out, so I haven't even tried it yet, is a reusable paper towel. So I'm going to try it, but I'll get back to you. I'll share it on my Instagram. But I think that's all I really want to share now. You know, if you're someone that wants to try any of these, feel free to email me. I would say DM me, but I'm going to tell you that I will find DMs from like 2021. I found, shout out to Nikki Ronan. She is one of the Money Miracle students, and she literally sent me a message like, when's the last date to sign up for Money Miracles? And I just saw it the other day, and it was from 2020. And I was like, you know what? I'm so glad that you trusted yourself. I'm so glad you trusted yourself and you just signed up. And she was like, me too. I revisit it all the time. So send me an email. Send me an email. You can try to DM me, but if you don't hear back, know that I'm not ignoring you. Just email me if you have any questions about any of these things. But I want to challenge you. I want to invite you, like, try this AM routine. Give it a go. If you're someone that feels like you haven't been just feeling your best, you're not hydrated enough, you feel like your lips are dry, your hands are dry, your skin is dry, maybe your mood feels dry. You know, being dehydrated can make you just feel tired and dull. So what if you tried this? I just have a feeling that doing the AM supplements, doing the morning routine, adding the collagen in, like, you are getting so much of what you need in this really high quality, a bioavailable form, and it can change a lot in 30 days. So you don't have to commit for a long time or anything like that. You can just give it a go. And if you want to save $20 on that, you can do the sign up and save option, and you can cancel it whenever. You can cancel it yourself. You can send me an email. My team and myself will cancel it for you, but it's really easy peasy. So my friends, I want to leave you with that. I'm really excited about this. I mean, I could talk about this stuff all day. It's just something that I believe in. And I feel like as time continues, we are going to become more and more mindful of these things. I think there is a huge opportunity here, and I love a good opportunity. And I also believe that there's an opportunity for us to become more connected to what we're ingesting, what we're slathering on our bodies, what we're doing to get better. Is it actually getting us better, or is it putting more stress on our body because it's stuff that we can't actually digest or process? And that is where we have to do our due diligence and really look into these things ourselves. I hope there's nothing I forgot to say, but what I want to say is, you know, if you're someone that feels like this speaks to you and you want to give it a try, give it a try. My link is down below. If you have any questions on anything, reach out. If you're someone that feels like you're interested in being an affiliate is someone that just shares links, like you literally just share the link, that is an opportunity. And I'll tell you if it's the right opportunity. And then there's the opportunity of being an advocate, which is what I am, because I know that I'm really great at community building. Like I said, I'm not trying to build a huge team with people that aren't really doing much with it. But if you're someone that really feels like, yeah, I could see myself doing this and I actually would be great at this and I'm passionate about it, then that's an opportunity for you. For me, this brings me to one more thing is not only the income stream, but I'm down to meet like-minded women. And I wanted to be in a community where there wasn't a lot of pressure. Some of these companies, there's so much freaking pressure. Like, they want you to have 100 people on your team. They want you to sell these things. They want you to do all this stuff. And like, they're on you. That is not for me. Like, not at all. I'm not here for it. I'm not about it. I'm not doing that. And I'm not going to ask anyone else to do that. I know that works for people, but it doesn't work for me. That rah-rah energy, it's not for me. It's not who I am, especially when it's not real. So I was hesitant. But when I got really clear on, do I want to just share affiliate links or do I want to be involved with the community and meet new women and things like that, that really spoke to me. And I just, like I said, I had an intuition about two women that I thought would be really good that I would like to like grow with and build with. And that came really natural. And they both were immediate. Yes, it was just divine design. I have no idea where any of this will go. But this is the thing is, when it comes to following your intuition, you just follow your intuition. You don't know where it's going to go. You don't know where it's going to lead. But it's like, I'm not willing to ignore it. I like to see what it has in store, especially if I've been sitting with something and it feels right. So that's one of the cases here. Then finally, there's one more thing though. There was another option, which is you could just do retail, selling to like brick and mortar, selling to spas. One of the women that came to my mind is one of my clients who has a wellness facility. And she has a wellness studio, and I just thought she could sell this there. And since then, I've had other people that come to mind, just a few that I'm like, oh yeah, they could too. This is an opportunity for them, because I'm all about opportunities for women, period. But it has to be right and it has to feel good for them, right? But there's an opportunity with this company that you can actually just sell to these spas, fitness centers, estheticians, things like that, where you might go into a place. Like I was in Sun Life today, for instance. Sun Life is like a smoothie juice bar for those of you that don't know it. But I go in there this morning to get my matcha and I'm noticing like there's certain brands that they carry. They sell their hydration mix. They sell their protein. They sell their, you know, body balm. That is like a retail thing. So with this company, they actually give you the opportunity that if you just wanted to sell to places like that, you could do that and make great money. That doesn't speak to me as much. I'm more like, I already have an amazing community. We're already health conscious beings. Like I know that about us. And we're learning more all the time. I love to be able to just share something that's natural for me. And if it supports people, why not, right? So it's choosing what feels really easy for you. So I think that's it. This got me so excited to share. And I'm glad that I'm sharing because I didn't want to just share out of the woodwork and be like, here's these links. I wanted to tell you why this excited me and what about this really spoke to me because it literally was not on my agenda for this year or even for the future. And finally, I will say this is that was one thing I learned in 2017. I joined a company like this and it was a great company. And I joined it and I had 27 people that joined my team within a month. And then I was with them for only 3 months because a few things. One, there was so much pressure on me to treat that like it was my main business. And I know that I have a big mission. So I'm like, no, that's not going to work for me. I don't want a boss. I'm not going to have a boss. I'm not doing any of that. No, period. Like that's not it. So I ended up leaving. And the other thing was having so many people join something when they really weren't people that would sell or get excited about this. And it's like, I don't want people to do something that's not the right fit for them. And that's something else I learned from that. So it's just, you know, how many years has that been? Whoa, that's like 6 years. In 6 years, a lot can change. 6, 7 years. Oh my God, that's a long time. A lot can change. And I have learned so much from that one time when I gave it a try that this time moving forward, I just have a different perspective. So you'll be seeing more of this as time goes on, but you'll be seeing even more of the things that I teach. We have money season coming up and I'm really excited for what's to come because I just completed Inner Riches. We did 5 days and some of what was coming through, it was like this beautiful natural progression of what I teach in Money Miracles. Especially there was 2 days that were really powerful that were bringing in that mother, that unconditional, that sacred loving, like you can do no wrong energy, you are so worthy energy, and then that masculine divine energy of you will be provided for and you are safe. That was coming through. And then there was a day where there's infinite possibilities and attuning our bodies and energies and minds to miracles. And I'm going to be leading something in April that's going to be really, really beautiful and really transformative. And it's going to be a free experience. So I want you to stay tuned. So there's all of this, but there's this foundation of living wealthy. So if this speaks to you, if you love it, if you're excited about it, if you want to give any of it a try, give it a try. And if not, and you just really enjoyed listening to this episode, and maybe this inspires you to go do something that you've been thinking about doing, or just give something a try, that makes me happy. I'm sending you all so much love. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I will see you for the next episode of Miracle Minded. Until then, remember that you are a freaking living miracle. Look in the mirror and say it, I am a miracle. And you are a miracle in other people's lives. Know that without a doubt, and I'm sending you the biggest, biggest blast of love. Until next time.